Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Erin?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Erin. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
We're halfway there. Not that we're counting, huh?
Not at all.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Thank you for that. That means she did a pretty decent job explaining it, so I appreciate that. So the nice thing regarding the pricing, Erin, is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay, so the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. So I'm sure that you can see the value of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly, because that will maximize the amount of jobs that come to you, you know? So with our cyber special that we're running this week, it's actually a 50% reduction off of our regular rates. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you, Erin, is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program the Little House on Sugar Hill renovations or home renovations, you're now also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay?
Right.
Now, you have a business Facebook page. Good for you. A lot of companies, especially when they're new, they don't think of that. So that's great. Did you create that yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also will allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's actually pretty cool how it works. The search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from that social media platform. And then also this program comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, right?
We're in the process of also doing some other marketing things, so I'm trying to see which one would be a better fit for us.
Okay. So are you shopping around for other marketing, or did you already start something else and you're wanting to see how that pans out, or...?
Yeah, we started with Angie's List.
We deal with a lot of their clients. Yep.
Okay.
It's
I know it's different.
The other side of the coin. Yep. How's it panning out so far?
we're just in the process of getting set up. So we haven't really, we haven't started really with any of the clients or anything.
Okay. Thank you for relaying that to me, Erin, because naturally I can't do anything about the agreement that you have with Angie Leads or the money that you spent there, but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. So I would be willing, especially since you're so new with them and you're just getting set up, to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've already spent. Because a program like this will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you can get off of Angie Leads. And here's why. And I'm not going to tell you it's not a good move for your company because, like I said, we deal with a lot of their clients. It's an excellent program overall. But when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at Angie Leads, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, YouTube, Facebook, Manta, you name it, you put all of those sources into one category, they're only yielding 13% combined, where 87% hires off of Google. So a program like this naturally is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. We also build Google-compliant sites here. They charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is I can ask them if they will allow me to put you into my personal friends and family rate. If I get that approved, it's a better price structure, but also it will include the website for free at no additional cost. Okay? So if I could get this approved for you, it would reduce your monthly pricing down to $249. And it would reduce your setup fee down to just $49. So that way it would save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249 pricing, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day to increase your business. So in order to do this, I mean, I'd have to send out the request to my supervisor and explain your situation. And, of course, I'll get an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $298 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, can we move forward?
I have to confirm with my husband, but probably that does sound better pricing than what we've been put it with Angie's List.
Yes, yes. Angie's List, what they do, just so that you know, is they'll sell that lead to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And I have business owners that tell me that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phones, where as soon as they get a lead, they drop everything and they call on it. But lo and behold, it's already been called on by five or six other guys, or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it. So if that happens to you, let them know, because they're really good at crediting people back if they do get a bogus lead. The problem that I'm hearing from a lot of their clients is it happens so frequently it becomes hard to manage. So I don't talk to a lot of people that get paid jobs off of Angie Leads, but for the ones that do you know how they told me they got the job?
They called directly. Not even the leads.
Well, they definitely took on the lead and they got charged for it, but how they ultimately landed the job is they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. I felt so bad, Erin, for this contractor I talked to several months ago. He was about $2,000 into his lead fees. He was running all over town bidding on all this work, and then he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally minimized his own pricing and took on a bathroom remodel, but by the time he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice. So the first thing that you're going to notice about a program like this is that it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service, as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for your service is if they do have an immediate need to hire you. You see?
Okay.
And I also, you know, since you're, you know, a husband and wife team, I want to get your husband involved too, because I'm a believer that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel, and I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you were both 100% comfortable. At the same token, I haven't seen a position of this magnitude available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where the high revenue is generated. So I have a team of 40 agents that are calling out and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it's going to fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it'll be you benefiting from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it would be a competing company. So with that being said, Erin, I have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada where for some reason they couldn't participate when we called out. Sometimes they call me back even within 30 minutes, but once the position fills, I don't have a way to remove an existing client in efforts to make room for them. We work exclusively with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So I'm pretty sure that if you did discuss this with your husband, that he's probably not going to be opposed to you making an $8 a day decision to increase your business, especially since this is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. However, if you want to get his blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call him on the other line. I can definitely wait for you.
All right, give me a minute.
Of course, take your time.
Hello.
Hi, Erin. I'm still here.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Sorry.
No problem.
Sorry, he was on a job, so I had to.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
All right. So it was. Yeah, he works out in the field, and I work in the office. So.
Oh, you guys make a good team. Is that you on the Facebook that was painting that one room?
Yeah.
Or it's actually a window. Yeah, that's cool. You guys are a nice team.
Yeah.
I love the little playground house that you guys built, too. That's very creative.
Yeah, that's actually for our daughters. It matches our house, so they had to have their own, apparently. And he's going to be adding on a garage for their Power Wheel Jeeps and bikes.
Wow. They have the right dad, huh?
Yeah.
That is the coolest thing. That's great. I love it. Would you do that for a client if they saw that and they wanted something
similar? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's good, because I was thinking with us being so close to the holidays and whatnot, there might be some people that would invest in something like that for their kids, you know, kind of as a present, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yep. So what do you say?
So it would be, so it's $249 per month for the listing, the $49 for the setup fee. And then what was the website fees?
So the website typically sells for $400, but because this would be my personal friends and family rate, they would include the site for you. So if I get it approved, you'll just pay $298 out the door, but that will include the site. So you won't have to pay the extra $400 to get that up and running. And it's cool that you already have a Facebook, because they can pull content off of the Facebook and put it right up on your site too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if we find it's not working for us, what's the cancellation?
So it's a month-to-month subscription. So being that today is the 30th, you would be billed each month on the 30th. If you ever wanted to cancel, you would just call us within 3 business days of that date. But I'll tell you this right now, because I've been doing it for a long time. You're never going to cancel, because you're absolutely going to love it. And I've been with the company for 11 years, and nobody cancels on profit. And I know that you won't either. You know, it's kind of like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, but there, like, if we do decide, there's no fees or anything for canceling?
No cancellation fees. This is a month-to-month program strictly, because we're a performance-based company. And let's just say hypothetically that does happen somewhere down the road. Let's say that you called in a couple months from now and you ended up canceling. Like I said, I know that that won't happen, but let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. So at that point, you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories in your area. Your company will be available on the mobile platform, again, coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and voice devices or voice activated devices. So if you ever canceled, naturally you would not be on the first page, because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you'll have a stronger presence than you have right now.
Okay. And when would it go live if we decide to start today?
So a couple of different timelines. Industry standard for first page placement on Google Maps is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. In the interim, we launched those Facebook ads, and those are up and running for you within less than 2 weeks. So I always tell people that, of course, you know, because we start programming right away, you're going to see activity within your first month. However, it will be the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it will come to full fruition for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, I think that'll be a better option for us than the Angie's List.
Yeah, you know what some people do even once that program goes live is sometimes they'll put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allot some money to try this program. And then what they find mm-hmm. is they do so well with this that they don't even have to pay for leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know, so this will save right. you a ton of money down the road. So what I'm doing right now, Erin, is I'm sending out the request just to make sure that I can get that approved. And while I wait on their response, I'm going to verify your information. So what is your last name?
Maddern, M-A-D-D-E-R-N.
Okay. And then if everything goes well, I'm going to send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
SugarHillRenovations@gmail.com.
Okay. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through the main number?
No, it's all the same.
Perfect. Okay. Now, for the listing itself, do you want it to show as the Little House on Sugar Hill Home Renovations, or would I add in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
So our legal, like, operating name is just Sugar Hill Renovations, or Home Renovations.
Okay.
Because it was too long to do the in full name.
So. Okay.
But on Facebook, we're listed as the Little House. So I don't know which is better.
I actually like it better with the Little House on there. I think it's very creative, and I admire creative people, mm-hmm. and I think that will help you with branding. So I would definitely start there. Plus, Google likes to see consistency. So let's say you have the Little House on a couple of listings, and then you just have Sugar Hill Renovations on others. That will show as inconsistent data, and it could hurt your rankings. So I would definitely leave it the same way that you have it on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and if you ever change that, you know, your mind down the road, you can always call us and we'll fix it. Any updates that you make down the road are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And the address here of 14544 Bayview Drive, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So I'm going to have Google send you a PIN verification code to that address. It will be there within about 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So once you get that, just make sure to get it back to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then give me a second here because my light is blinking, so that means that they're responding. Yeah. I want to see what they're saying here. Oh, excellent. He's approving it. He said, go ahead and enroll this client in your friends and family pricing. He gave me a promo code so I can adjust the rate. Also include the website. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. I'm so glad that that worked out. So what I'm going to do is create an appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. And then just give me one moment because I have to activate this pricing. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Debit card.
Okay. Is it your name on the card, Erin, or the company name, or both?
It's the company name and my husband's name.
Okay. So how does his name read?
Sean, S-E-A-N.
Okay. Maddern. No middle initial or anything. And then the Little House on Sugar Hill Home Renovations. Oh, okay. What is it?
I think it's just Sugar Hill Home Renovations is... Let me see. He has it on him. I'm pulling up the thing. 1 second.
Sorry, my internet is being very slow at the moment.
So my system, just when I put in the Sugar Hill Home Renovations and his name, it's saying that if both are on there, I only need the way his name reads. So you're good to go there. I don't need to put the company name because it's both on there. If his name wasn't on it, then I would just have to put the company name. So now is the 14544 Bayview Drive also the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
One second.
Oh, I don't want that. Okay.
Sorry, I can't remember where he sent it to. Give me 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Number is 40.
Mm-hmm.
36.
Okay.
2303 0633.
Okay.
7737.
Okay. Expiration?
September 2026.
And the code on the back?
600.
Okay. So what I'll do right now, Erin, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment later for my technician to call you for the client interview. Now, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to ask you to repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. But it says...
Okay.
To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Little House on Sugar Hill Home Renovations.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Erin Madden, co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
No.
Oh.
Not, we have to add me onto it.
Okay.
It's
so
just
you're,
in his name. The checking account is in his name right now.
Your name is not on the account, but you're authorized to use the visa ending in 7737 on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'm just trying to make sure. And then...
Okay. Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 30th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. This will be a recurring payment, and when your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then, excuse me, For the client interview today, I have a 4 o'clock available or a 6 o'clock your time. That appointment will take approximately 20 minutes, excuse me, to go over your keywords and get you set up. Which one would work best, you think?
Probably 4 o'clock.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Erin, is block out an hour window for you from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature because that will ensure that your pricing will not go up in the future. So did you get a text from us that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Give me 1 second. Let me check.
Okay.
I don't have a text, but I have an email.
Oh, okay. So the link will also be in that email that says your initial invoice. You probably got one that says thank you for joining and then one that says your initial invoice. In that initial invoice, you'll see click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that link, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. Oh, you know what? Because the card is in Sean's name, it's probably going to have the signature in his name. So if either you or him do that and plug in his name and hit confirm signature, there's going to be a little box above that that you have to say that you're authorized on the account. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you at 4 o'clock at the client interview. But if you get that, that's a good sign. That shows that the e-signature went through.
Okay.
And then lastly, Erin, there is a phone number at the bottom of that email as well for customer support. And we're available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you ever had a call, a billing question, an update, just call in and hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, you would just put in my extension, which is 777. And then once you do that, it'll come directly to my desk. And my name again is Tina.
Okay, Tina.
Okay, so you're all good to go. The technician will be calling you around 4 o'clock, give or take, and welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you and Sean. I know that you'll absolutely love this program, so have a very profitable year, too, okay?
All right, thanks very much.
All right, you're welcome, Erin. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.